Good morning, planet Earth. Happy July the 4th holiday. It is July the 4th, 2024, Bo Blimp Doc. It's just after 9 a.m. here on the Olympic Peninsula, not far from Splunkton Bay. Not far from the shipwreck, where there are currently pirate ghosts that haunt the night like a John Carpenter film. Yes, here we are. Can you believe it? July the 4th, 2024. You know, I was reading the Declaration of Independence. And I don't want to read it. I was thinking about reading it. I've read it before. I've thought about it a lot in the last year. It would be nice to believe because, you know, I'm a sentimental old fucking Irishman. It would be nice to believe that the revolution of 1776 was an authentic outgrowth of the human desire for liberty. And as an anarchist, I believe there's substantial truth in all of that. But the problem is I'm beginning to see the lie too. Not the lie of freedom, but the lie of history itself. And so when I'm told things about 1776 and blah, 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 I don't know what to believe at this point. I don't know. You know, people talk about the various kinds of deception. There's various kinds of deception. There's even self-deception. You know, one kind of self-deception, you know, is addiction. We take a drug. I don't care if it's coffee. I don't care if it's alcohol. I don't care if it's cocaine or marijuana. I don't care if it's something your doctor gave you. Oh, I have a prescription, Dan. This pill is necessary pill. I'm not addicted. I'm medicated. Yeah, I'm medicated. I know. There are all kinds of drugs out there. There's all kinds of self-deception. There's all kinds of escapism, you know? It's like the voting thing. I would love to believe that it's just a minority of people, very small minority, who take it seriously, but I had an incident yesterday. Don't want to say more than that, an incident. And I've experienced stuff in the last few weeks that leads me to believe that we are definitely on the other side of Mountain Crazy, which means that we're on Crazy Mountain, and believe me, Crazy Mountain's crazy as fuck. You remember back when Obama was president and Alex Jones would tell you every other week they're going to send you to a FEMA camp? Do you remember when Obama was president and every other week Alex Jones said, look at the pictures of the plastic coffins? Do you remember when Obama was president and they said guns were bad, but people bought a shitload of guns? And Obama was a salesman. Yeah, you remember that? I'm having people I respect, people I think are intelligent, people who, because they're over the age of 30, should arguably be adults. And these people are telling me things like, Dan, if Trump gets elected because of the SCOTUS decision that MSNBC told me about, we're all going to go to prison camp X-ray. And on prison camp X-ray Island, we're going to have metal spikes shoved up our bunctus hole. And Trump's going to harvest our kidneys and sell them to the Israelis. And that part might be true. I'm having the liberals, the Democrats, the progressives, who 10, 12 years ago would have mocked you 14 years ago, 16 years ago, can you believe it? They would have mocked you if 15 years ago, during the great tide of the fucking whatchamacallit, the Tea Party. You remember the Tea Party? Yeah. Add that to lists of disappointments. Tea parties, trucker fucking convoys, French farmers dumping shit. It's a list of bullshit. You think something's being done. I don't know how to put this to you. Ain't nothing being fucking done. Sorry, shithead. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry the telescreen, which includes your glowing rectangle, lies to you. Sorry about that. I am sorry. You can hear it in my voice, motherfucker. Yeah. I'm having liberals, Democrats, progressives, people I don't agree with because I'm an anarchist, but people I think are decent human beings, telling me the stories that Alex Jones was telling people 15 years ago. And further back, Alex Jones is a fucking trauma monkey going way back, and I don't want to go further than that. If you need to believe whatever the hell it is you need to believe about Alex Jones, I get it. But this is where I have a fucking problem. I get it. I get your self-deception. I get your pain of void. You say, well, Dan, if I don't vote, my wife is going to be mad at me. If I don't vote, my kids won't be happy. If I don't vote and put a sign up in my yard, my neighbors will be sad and angry. Well, that sounds like the cause and effect relationship between a drug and your central nervous system. That's what that fucking sounds like. So here's the deal we all need to fucking make. I am okay listening to your voter bullshit. And I am okay hearing you, GOP, fucking Democrat, Libertarian. Some of you are voting for the guy who I call What's Wrong with Grandpa. Some of you are voting for the orange sleazeball. You should know who the fuck he is. And some of you are voting for the wild goose chase or, Oliver Twist. Whatever the fuck you want to call that guy from the Libertarian Party. I don't fucking care. You vote as much as you want to. You put as much many signs up as you want to. You hand out flyers. I don't care. I mean, I think it's a drug. And I don't think it's going to do anything useful. But at least if you can be honest about it, at least if you can say things like, if I don't vote, my wife won't be happy. That might in fact be a true statement. And you know what? Given that I think voting is an idempotent, absurd, unnecessary operation, and given that supposedly we have anonymous voting, then another good solution for a lot of you motherfuckers is the same thing you did with the vaccine. You told people you took it, and you didn't. I get it. A lot of people did that. A lot of doctors, who I respect, who I think did the right thing, a lot of doctors told people, yep, they got the vaccine, we shot them up, we gave them the vaccine. Of course, that probably never fucking happened. But there were good doctors who probably tried to make that happen, and in many cases, probably succeeded. I don't care. I really don't. But if you take this shit seriously, and you come at me not with your rationalizations, which I don't love, but I understand, not with the my kids won't be happy, but if you seriously come at me and say, Dan, if you don't vote, you're sending your neighbors to concentration camps. Fuck, dude. I think, I know this word is not supposed to be used, but I think you're retarded. And I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat. I don't care if your bugbear is Trump or your bugbear is Biden or whoever you think Biden is or whoever you think is running Biden. I mean, a lot of you shitheads, you went to the House of Representatives on January the 6th. I don't know how to break this to you, but you should have gone to the fucking Eccles building. Sorry, dumbass. You failed an IQ test. On J6, you missed the fucking target. And none of that was accidental. I told people before January 6, 2021, don't go. This is a government op. And once you knew where they were going in Washington, D.C., you knew it was a lot of bullshit. There's nobody who has power in the House of Representatives. There's nobody that has power at the White House. If you need to believe that, believe it, but it's bullshit. I don't care, but just don't come at me with a fucking FEMA camp shit. It's too late in the game. I've repeated myself for a few years now, but I'll say it again. Some of you will fucking hear it. Some of you have to believe the fucking Q nonsense. You need to. You need to. You're kind of fucking retarded. You need to vote. This is not Germany 1933. That analogy, that comparison does not work. Every single fucking thing you think the Nazis did by the end of World War II, we've been there, we done it. Study a fucking history book. So before you come at me with that bullshit, understand the history of this country. And if the answer is, well, Dan, it could get bad again. When did it get fucking better? Under Reagan? Under Trump? Under Obama? When did it fucking improve, shithead? Yeah, some people in a grifter paradise get gimmies. Some people get payouts in money. If you were building missiles in 1985, you loved Ronald Reagan. You did. If you were on the grift on the left, you loved Obama. Some people got payouts. Some people got money. And in a grifter fucking pirate paradise, listen, you pay the right people, you make them fucking happy, right? But in any functional sense, has anything really gotten better, or has it in fact gotten worse? I don't know. You can come to the conclusion, but I'm fairly certain your vote has nothing to do with it. They're not going to send you to a FEMA camp. This is not Germany 1933. This is Berlin, April 1945. Brace for fucking impact and wake the fuck up. And I don't mean be woke. I mean be fucking aware. Get down on a knee. Be quiet. Open up your ears. Open up your eyes. Maybe you need to do this tonight, right around twilight. And get a sense of what the fuck is going on. So when you hear thunder in the distance, you'll know the difference between the lightning crack and an artillery round going off. There you go. On this date in 1233 AD, July the 4th. On July the 4th, 1233 AD, the Morgoth throng was defeated by General Zod of the 8th Dlimbli army of hedonic Zeitgeist. Queen Morbli, she released her boobies before the crowds in symbolic supplication to the destinies of broken hound folk. On this day, Jurgis the Frog Griever took the castle near the sun and made cornbread sausage for Captain Quint. On this date, July the 4th, 1233 AD. Can you believe it? Heroes. Today is the day we remember when on July the 4th, 1876, Dr. Clebbins of Boogs, Mississippi, built the world's first microwave snack dinner. Half the town were burned by radiation and the rest were hunted by mutant alligators and other Louisiana-styled trash. Heaptus, the southern Alabama guy, declared all swamp zones to be of woo poison and under the sway of Kentucky-style stripper witches, all of whom were high on crank, and they were heroes on July the 4th, 1876. On this date, so long ago, July the 4th, 1954. Pumpkinhead rose up from the Bikini Atoll nuclear test site to kill and ravage the nuclear hookers in Sector 7. On this date, the Minutemen invented minute rice and gave millions diabetes. On this date, the great Princess Marguerite led the scrumbly English fleet to a great defeat during the Third Pig War, also called Pigageddon. On this date, July the 4th, in the year 989 AD, Sister Buna of the Walsleyan Cloister of Outer Busty was ungundulating herself in the sacred baths of Tlam when she discovered the healing power of seaflow and floating power juices. Yes, indeed, on this day in the year 989 AD, Sister Buna, a Wesleyan nun from the region of Outer Busty, she was ingundulating herself in a bath when all of the sudden, a husky and dusky and swarthy young Hebdus herder named Debus, shirtless and sweaty, transferred his tig oil into her boovula. And they were all heroes. On this day, July the 4th, they were all heroes. Every single one, they were heroes. They exploded. They burned alive. They were heroes.
Dan, I can't believe you did that.
Did what? You want me to tell you what happened in 1776? You've heard the story. You've heard it so many times. You've heard it from teachers in high school. You heard it from your drill sergeant when you were in the military. You heard the story so many different ways, so many different times. Maybe you stood in formation on a hot summer day and you heard it from some old crusty general who works for General Dynamics. Maybe you heard it from some GOP neocon queen trying to get you to build more 2,000-pound bombs to drop on people in Gaza. By the way, Gaza is a postage stamp. Okay? 2,000-pound bombs in a urban built-up area postage stamp, it ain't gonna stay built up long. And a lot of people get buried. But, you know, on this day. On this day, you could go to a party and wear a red mega hat and talk to Mega Man and talk about Mega Man himself and how he's going to save the day. On this particular day, you go to that party and they'll tell you about Q and the 12 billion tons of gold in the Grand Canyon and the secret army and how Hillary Clinton has been under house arrest for several years secretly and how Trump has really been president, but you can't blame him for anything because he ain't got no power. Vote Trump. Yeah. Lot of mental gymnastics for mega people right now. You know, processing the COVID, processing the horse dewormer, processing the bleach and the bullshit. A lot of people who, you know, consider themselves quote-unquote small government Republicans, they have a lot of splaining to do, but it's to themselves. They have to go through this process, and it's hard. You have to reconcile the fact that Trump was president in 2020, and the bullshit that happened was on his watch. And you can either say the president, any president, would have been unable to do anything about it, A, or B, the presidency itself enabled it. Those are your options, okay? But if you come back to me and say, well, this time he promises, you gotta cope, okay? July the 4th, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I don't know.
Dan, I just think that your attitude's all wrong. So there is an advisory in Washington, D.C. Drinking water advisory in D.C. Let's make sure we got this right. Drinking water advisory in I don't know. Drinking water advisory. DC Water issues boil water advisory for all customers in the District of Columbia, the Pentagon, Arlington National Cemetery, and Reagan National Airport. This is dated July the 3rd, 2024, Bo Blimp Doc. That's right, it's critical. The District of Columbia Water and Sewer Authority, also known as the House of Representatives, issued a boil water advisory today for all customers in the District of Columbia, as well as the Pentagon and blah, blah, blah. This is a precautionary notice to all customers to boil water that may be ingested due to water of unknown quality. That means poop water. Customers should not drink the poop water. You should boil the poop water first. Keep paying taxes. If you don't pay taxes, you don't get a government so that they'll build a fucking utility department so that the water gets moved around and then contains poop water. How can you have poop water without a government? Fuck you. I don't know why I glommed on to this notice, you know. My baseline sort of best case, worst case, because I don't have any happy time Charlie style stories for best cases. None of them are plausible. I mean, are there potentially things that could happen in the world of technology that could undermine the power of government and change the world? In theory, there's one or two. I would say functional quantum entanglement communication would be a big one. I would say functional, cheap, non-refrigerated or frozen superconduction, synthetic and cheap superconduction that is operable at normal temperatures would be another one. There's a few things that could happen in the world of technology that have not happened yet, but could happen maybe, right? But barring anything magical, I think the best case, worst case is total economic collapse. And it also implies that given things are not linear, that you're going to see cracks before you see the big breaks. You're going to see the minor fractures. You're going to get those warning shocks, so to speak. Your algorithm, after looking at the seismometer, might tell you to talk to Harry Truman at Spirit Lake. Tell him it's time to go. Tell him to load up his spaceship. Yeah. And some of these cracks are things like this, like the fact that they're telling people to boil their water in D.C. You know, if I see an article about cholera, what's cholera, Dan? Well, the reason why people don't know about cholera is because up until recently, it's not something we had to worry about so much, you know? We had the cleaner water, right? Treated, clean, fluoride, Floridian. We have the nuclear waste fluoride water, and it was clean and pure. Who knows? Next topic. Dan, it's July the 4th. Why do you have to talk about poop water? I don't know. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. I should have been born, spelled B-O-R-N or B-O-R-N-E, in the 17th century when you could still speak English freely. What does that mean, Dan? I should have been born when it could have been truth, spelled a couple different ways. You might even use an F. I should have been born where you might add an E at the end, or you keep the E away because a ghost visited you today. I should have been born when brave men and women could still come up with words, new kinds of words. Before grammar and dictionaries and all the Nazis of the English language, before the Chicago Book of Style. Before a lot of, and you say, well, Dan, we have to standardize things for writing papers and essays. I get it, I get it. On the other hand, that only works within the realm of technical papers, I suppose, maybe, probably. But in the world of literature, in the world of fiction, all bets should be off. And people will say, well, Dan, now that we have AI, you're going to find out something. A, the books aren't going to get better. And B, the scope of language will be highly reduced. The Newspeak dictionary will be that much smaller next year. Yeah. Next topic. I don't want to talk about this bullshit. Oh, here's a quote from Dr. Freckles along the thread of Orwell. If you want to imagine the future, imagine a diseased old hobo pooping into your mouth forever and ever. If you want to imagine the future, find yourself a drunk homeless person. Ask them the diarrhea in your mouth forever and ever and ever. If you want to see the future, find yourself a hookah along Aurora near 125th. You want to imagine the future, imagine a diseased, nasty old hobo pooping in your mouth forever. I don't know. Let's do the next topic. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. The U.S. dollar is to money what the French bulldog is to a wolf. If you want to think about the U.S. dollar, think about a French bulldog. Think about a wolf and tell me where the gold is. If you want to think of the U.S. dollar, put a French bulldog in your head. Imagine its scope. Imagine its usefulness. But there are people who like Frenchies, so I don't know. Next topic. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. The most reviled of homeless caricatures are simply images of how the world sees U.S. foreign policy. I don't know. That's a bit wordy. But it's like, well, Dan, homeless people, they go and they steal shit from you. Okay, the U.S. military is in Syria today, literally guarding where the oil is. Well, Dan, homeless people use drugs. I'll stop you right there. The CIA has been shown, as a matter of public record, to run drugs into the United States, specifically into low-income communities, and they were probably involved in the opioid epidemic, if we're being honest. Yeah. Dan, homeless people are crazy. Oh my God, did you see the debate? I'm sorry, but from the perspective of many people, all the negative bullshit that people say about the homeless could be applied to U.S. foreign policy. We're squatters, we're thieves, we're crazy. We're definitely into drugs. Tell me, what the fuck is the difference? Oh, but at least we're not smelly. I don't know. I think we've left a shit ton, many millions of shit tons of depleted uranium all over the fucking Middle East and the Gulf and Afghanistan. Tell me about how fucking not smelly we are. Oh, yeah, Agent Orange. I think that a lot of women in Southeast Asia are going to be having kids with birth defects for the next 10,000 years because of how grimy and smelly and disgusting we were during the war in Vietnam. So please tell me but Dan, did you know that a few years ago when the dome on top of all the nuclear waste from the Bikini test and the Eniwetok test, when that dome started to fail, we told the Marshall Islanders to go fuck themselves. Well, that sounds like going down to somebody's fucking house in the city, to the maybe to the front of their fucking restaurant, and taking an old-fashioned Cleveland steamer. Tell me again how the fuck we're not exactly like the worst fucking homeless caricature you could come up with. Except for there's some minor differences. Old Bob the hobo that's dying of cancer in the street doesn't have any nuclear fucking weapons. And he certainly never kept me shut in 2020. I didn't see him painting arrows on the floor of the grocery store. I don't see him producing videos of dancing nurses and drag queen story times and other kinds of military psychological warfare garbage. So in fact, the comparison is an insult to hobos and homeless people. That's what it is. Well, Dan, you don't love America. I love things that I can love. I can't love an abstract thing that might be evil. I think it would be great if this were a free country. I don't think it is, but, you know, whatever. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Lucy's football is a shiny football. Lucy has a football. It's a shiny football. Lucy has a football. Charlie Brown loves it. He puts on his mega hat. He sees the mega man. He sees Lucy. He kicks the football. But then he falls on his head. He loses his business in 2020. He takes the clot shot. He goes crazy. His wife leaves him. But Lucy's got a football. He sees the shiny football. This time is gonna be different. If you really try, Charlie, it won't be bad like last time. Come, kick the football. It's a really shiny football. Motherfucker. Kick that fucking football. It'll be different this time. Am I right? I don't care if you vote. I don't give a fuck. I've talked about the crocodile in other podcasts in the past, going back to 2019, because to me it's a good comparison. To me, as a functional anarchist on the Death Star, the best relationship I can have with the government is to treat it like a saltwater crocodile. So if my strategy is to go to Australia, go to the outback, set up a folding table, and then I intend to play chess or checkers with a saltwater crocodile, I don't know how to put this motherfuckers, but I'm playing the wrong game, and I'm probably going to get eaten. Understand your enemy. And understand this. This crocodile's old, and it's filled with parasites. And it's entirely plausible that most of its locomotion at this point comes from all the parasites wriggling inside of its skin sac. That whatever agency or control it once had, it might no longer have. And if you believe any of the Ukraine bullshit is real, any of it, and I don't know how much of it is, if you believe any of the shit going on, you know, in Gaza today is real, and I don't know how much of it is, but if you believe this great game, Thucydides trap bullshit is real, understand, and you can do your own work on this, that it's arguable that mutual assured destruction as a two-person game theory stability strategy stopped working by the year 1970, because there were already more than two different kinds of players. That's number one. Number two, according to that doctrine, if you think your opponent is crazy, which means they can't make rational decisions, then your best move is to strike first. You see, this is where mad gets unstable. Mad works great with evil fucks. You can be good, you can be evil, but you gotta be fucking rational. What kind of government, if you believe these governments are separate, if you believe that China and Russia have their own agency, what kind of government intel counselor or advisor would tell the leaders of these governments that our government is sane. I think right now the question is just timing. If you believe this shit is real, understand that during the Cold War, as I said, we wargamed. People wargamed scenarios involving a power vacuum at the Kremlin. And a lot of those war games end up at first strike. Targeted, strategic, surgical, you know what that all means. But still a first strike. So you tell me what you believe. What I know with certainty is that who you vote for this year will have zero to do with what happens next. Zero. It doesn't matter. You could vote for Trump, You could vote for the orange sleazeball. You could vote for, what's wrong with grandpa. You could vote for Oliver Twist or, Twisted Tea or fucking, Wild Goose Chase. You can vote for whatever libertarian shithead they're pooping out this year. It doesn't fucking matter. From my perspective, you're doing something kind of stupid and crazy. And I get it because I drink beer. So I get it. I get why you do it. But at least be honest about it. If it's to keep people happy, if it's to play pretend so you don't get sad, if it's to assume that someone is in charge so you can sleep at night, okay. You need to believe the cops are mostly good cops. You need to believe that the hospitals are mostly places that you can get well at. These are things you need to believe, and I get it. I get it from a six-pack of Rainier Tall Boys. You get it from voting. So many I once respected, I no longer trust with $5. So many I once believed were good and kind have become monsters. So many think rape and theft are okay if you're wearing a giant sky flag. So many believe yours is mine and they can't see where this leads. So many children abandoned. Too many generations misled. Where are we headed? Where are we going? So many lost dogs. So many wolves in the woods. So many bears. Hungry for flesh. Where are we headed? Where are we going? Is it going to keep flowing? As long as you buy products from Seaflow. If you buy 100% Panda Express certified floating, comprised of spider eggs and minced meat pie and metal shavings and diesel fuel, if you give in to full style floating, if you experiment with floating Seaflow style power gel sex oils, maybe you can reverse the population drift and bring back the bubbly blobs. Maybe there can be a Squimbus for somebody else with a cartoony ending where magical freakazoids can dance with the wolves in the woods and sing songs of salmon that end up getting eaten by some great white shark. Maybe. It is July the 4th, 1776. I pushed the time button in the year 2036. It is now July the 4th, 1776. I'm going to keep pushing that fucking button, folks. I don't fucking care. But if you like this podcast and you want to donate to it, you can. There's a link to PayPal. I have no other way of getting money except for through this fucking pipeline. At some point, I expect PayPal to cancel me, and that's okay. That's life. That's a problem from 2019. But if you like this podcast and you want to donate, you can click on the link and do so. But before you do, listen to the disclaimer. Take care of food, water, shelter first. This is critical. If you need to pay rent, if you need money for food, all of these things are required. If you need electricity so you can do your job, if you need gasoline, take care of necessities first before you donate to some shithead on the internet. Secondly, if there are people in your life that need help, that are part of your real community, I don't mean Twitter, I don't mean social media, be careful as fuck when it comes to that, but if there are people in real life, IRL as you kids say, if there are people in your life that need help, help them first before you send money to some random shithead's podcast on the internet. If you're setting aside food for your family 6 months because you're an optimist, make sure you set aside food for your pets, and specifically dogs and cats, you know, special emphasis on dogs. If that dog is there, and it's not a Frenchie, but if it's there and it's not a Frenchie, it could be really helpful in the times to come. And even a Frenchie might help a little, if only to stop a bullet. Oh, I'm sorry. I could strap explosives to my... Well, you could. But it would likely come back towards you or start humping that pillow. Yeah, and then you'll get an explosion. Yeah. If you are setting aside food for your family, 6 months, optimist, great. Make sure you do so for your pets. Note that this is not the end of the world. I talk about... I'm going to drink some water here. Isn't that great? I discuss a lot of weird topics on my podcast. Some of these topics are hard. Some of them are hard to process. Some of them are hard to listen to. And I get it. And I wish I could say, well, you know, things are going to get better in some way that matches Walt Disney. And I can't. It would be a lie. I also don't think it's the end of the world. Do I think shit's going to get crazy? Probably crazier than most people can fucking believe. But even then, still not the end of the world. People will live. People will die. Families will exist. Children will be born. People will fall in love and out of love. These things will keep happening. Period. But right now, a lot of shit still works. So, I mean, you have to boil the water in D.C., but don't ya? Other than boiling poop water... And by the way, have some extra bleach on hand. There's a three-step process to purify water. Step one is settlement. Let the heavy gunk just collect. Step two is treatment. That's what the bleach is for. Step three is final filtration. Step three involves activated charcoal. All of these things you can do at home. All of them. You can purify your own water and you don't need electricity. Does it help to boil water? Sure. But as long as you have bleach and you don't want to use too much, I think it's usually like a few drops for every 4 or 5 gallons or something like that. Maybe it's a drop per gallon. But the point is, don't go over a drop per gallon. Probably don't go over a drop for every 4 gallons. But look up the ratio online. But yeah, things might be falling apart. It's not the end of the world. You can still go to the grocery store. You can still take out a long-term 30-year loan on a steak. You can still have a nice meal. You can still go on a date. Before you donate to this podcast, do that first. But if you've done all these things and you're married to a supermodel named Deborah Forecastle, Deborah Folksel, Deborah Harriman, Deborah Dorbin, Deborah Harry. If you've got a woman named Deborah, and she's kind of scary, and she uses lots of cocaine, and it drives you insane, and you have a jet plane, well, you can send me your gold in the jet plane. You can send me Deborah. What do they say? I can fix her. Yeah, that I'm sure a lot of women's liberation groups love it when men say that. I can fix her. I'm not something to be fixed.
Well, you do it with dogs, though. Sorry.
It's not the end of the world, folks. If you want to donate, you can. You don't have to. If you listen to the podcast, you donate your fucking time. That being said, it is July the 4th, 2024.
Make sure you get yourself a little pin, a little badge, you know, a little campaign badge that says, I voted, and I voted for Mega Man. I voted for What's Wrong with Grandpa. I voted for Oliver Twist. I voted for the Paper Chase. I voted for the Wild Goose Chase. But I fucking voted. Have a happy 4th of July. And remember the great Battle of Gumbus, where General Washington in 1778 defeated the busty, waify armies of the ventriculators from Sector 22 Bravo. Have a great rest of your day.